Books on Tape presents My Life by William Jefferson Clinton, Volume 2, read by Michael Beck, with the epilogue read by the author.
Chapter 30. On Sunday, January 17th, Al and Tipper Gore, Hillary, and I began inaugural week with a tour of Monticello, followed by a discussion of Thomas Jefferson's importance to America with young people. After the event, we boarded our bus for the 120-mile trip to Washington. The bus symbolized our commitment to giving the federal government back to the people. Besides, we cherished the fond memories it held, and we wanted one last ride. We stopped for a brief church service in the pretty Shenandoah Valley town of Culpeper, then made our way to Washington. Just as in the campaign, there were well-wishers and a few critics along the way. By the time we got to the Capitol, the public events of our inaugural, entitled An American Reunion, New Beginnings, Renewed Hope, were already underway. Harry Thomason, Rahm Emanuel, and Mel French, a friend from Arkansas who would become chief of protocol in my second term, had organized an extraordinary series of events, with as many as possible free of charge or within the price range of the working people who had elected me. On Sunday and Monday, the mall between the Capitol building and the Washington Monument was filled by an outdoor festival featuring food, music, and crafts. That night we had a call for reunion concert on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial with a star-studded lineup including Diana Ross and Bob Dylan, who thrilled the crowd of 200,000 that filled the space from the stage all the way back to the Washington Monument. Standing beneath Lincoln's statue.